This is Michael from Orbit Service. You're listening to 101.5 CJUM.
It's now 5 o'clock on another fine Sunday afternoon, which means you're now listening to Waxy's Darkle. Welcome to the February 16th edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you live here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So try and hang in there for the next hour as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it from both near and afar. To kick off today's show, we're going to head over to Cape Breton Island as we take a listen to Schlanchava, a five-piece Celtic fusion band made up of Boyd and Ryan McNeil from the Bar McNeils, along with Lisa Gallant, Brian Talbot, and John McPhee on the pipes. Here's Schlanchava with a set of jigs they call the Scratch Blanket Set, right here on 101.5.
Thank you. can't mend it. And my love for you is like a sinking ship, and my heart is on that ship out in mid-ocean. They say that death is a tragedy. It comes once can wreck a human being and turn them inside out. And it's only love, and it's only love that can wreck a human being and turn them inside out. When can wreck a human being and turn them inside out. And it's only love, and it's only love that can wreck a human being and turn them inside
Hair is good hunting, all that I needed say. In the sun, having fun, all that.
If you're just joining me, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. And as part of our opening set on this afternoon's show, we just heard Blowzabella, a seven-piece English band that includes bagpipes, hurdy-gurdy, and a mixture of other acoustic instruments to produce a driving drone bass sound. The band was first formed in Whitechapel in East London back in 1978, and Blowzabella still continues to tour and record. We heard their arrangement of a traditional song called Adam Was a Poacher, featuring the vocals of Joe Freya, who also plays saxophone and clarinet in the band. Comes from Blowzabella's most recent album. It's titled Two Score, and it was released in 2018 to mark the band's 40th anniversary. Before Blowzabella, we heard Miranda Mulholland, an Ontario-based musician and singer. We heard Miranda's arrangement of a song written by the late Canadian folk music singer-songwriter Kate McGarrigle, a song called Heart Like a Wheel. And this track comes from Miranda's new solo album, By Appointment or Chance, that she recorded and released last year. Start off today's show with Cape Breton's Slant Shiva with a medley of three jigs, included The Invisible Immigrant, Garrett Barry's, and Paddy O'Rafferty's, and comes from an album called Va. This is a good place to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can give me a call at the station this afternoon at 204-269-UMFM. That's 269-8636. And you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. Let's take a break, and then I'll be right back with music by Northern Ireland's Yonta, some music by Scotland's Iona Fife, as well as a classic track by Ireland's Emmett Spiceland. So stay with us. Up next, a song by Yonta, a Northern Irish group from the County Antrim. The band was formed in the late 1980s and played around music and touring until 1997, regrouped for a short period of time in 2008. Let's take a listen to Yonta, featuring the lead vocals of Mary Dillon, the older sister of Cara Dillon, and a song called Cold Grey Fairyland, here on 101.5.
Only a cold gray fairyland.
empty, sailing on the low. She hadn't sailed a leak, a leak but only three. When she was overtaken by a Spanish galley, sailing on the lowland slow. She sailed upon the lowland slow. Up spoke the captain, and up spoke he. Oh, who was sick for me, that Spanish galley? Sailing on the lowland slow, she sailed upon the lowland slow. Up and spoke a little cabin boy, saying, what will you give me if I will not destroy? I'll sink her in the lowland slow. I'll sink her in the lowland slow.
Their little hearts are blessed, but my
1968. That was Emmett Spiceland, who, by the way, was not an individual, but a late 1960s Irish folk group. They started out as a quartet, but the main lineup was a trio made up of Donal Looney and brothers Brian and Michael Byrne. And Emmett Spiceland holds a special place in Irish music, bringing what was at the time a modern sound to a, should we say, previously stiff and conservative national radio airwaves. The band broke up in 1969 following a tour in the States, and Donal Looney then moved on to be a legendary musical project such as Planxty the Bothy Band and Moving Hearts. So Emmett Spiceland only released one album. It was produced by Phil Coulter, and it was simply titled The First. And from that album, we heard Emmett Spiceland's arrangement of a 18th century traditional Irish song called The Cura of Kildare, sometimes known as The Winter Is Past. Before Emmett Spiceland, we heard Iona Fife, who comes from Aberdeenshire, and she's become one of Scotland's finest young ballad singers. We heard Iona with a track from her 2019 six-track EP titled Dark Turn of Mind, and her arrangement of Child Ballad Number 286, a traditional song about a ship called the Golden Vanity. Started off that set with the County Antrim's Yonta and a song called Cold Grey Fairyland, a track from their self-titled debut album from 1993. And as I mentioned, the vocals were handled by Mary Dillon, the older sister of Cara Dillon. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the station this afternoon, so let me know what you think of the show. and any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows by calling 204-269-8636. And you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can check out today's and past show playlists, as well as available Waxies Dargle podcast by going to the programming schedule under the programming tab on the UMFM homepage. That's umfm.com. And then scroll down to Waxies Dargle at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Getting back to some more music up next, Nora Rendell. A fine flute player and singer. Originally comes from Vancouver, who spent some time at a university in Limerick, where she performed with the multinational group The Outside Track. She now lives in St. Paul, Minnesota, with her husband, guitarist Brian Miller, and their two children, from a solo album calling Spinning Yarns. Here's Nora Rendell with a song called The Pinery Boy here on 101.5.
In her garden, a stranger came riding by. He came up to the gate and called her, said, "Pretty fair maid, won't you be my bride?" She said, "I've a true love who's in the army, and he's been gone for 7 long years. And if he's gone 7 years longer, I'll still be waiting for him here. Perhaps he's on some mortar course drive. Perhaps he's on some battlefield slain. Perhaps he's to some fair girl married, and you may ne'er see him again. Well, if he's drowned, I hope he's happy. Or if he's on some battlefield slain, or if he's to some fair girl married, I love the girl.
Thank you.
Come, my kind comrades, once more let us join. Once more your fine voices and chorus with mine. Let us drink and be merry, from all sorrow refrain. For we ever or never may we all meet again. The time is advancing when I must away. I bid you a farewell for many long days. Likewise, pretty fair maids of every degree. Long in vain will I wish for your kind company. So farewell to Stromness, since I must away. Wishes to one who there stays. May fortune protect her and with her remain. May she never want a friend till I see her again. So farewell to Stromness, since I must away. I bid you a farewell for many long days. May fortune protect her that's loyal and true. Here's a health, peace and plenty, farewell.
That was the folk duo of Chris Drever, a fine multi-instrumentalist and vocalist, joined in by Irish tenor banjo player Eamon Coyne. And Chris hails from the Orkney Isles, and Eamon was born in Dublin, and they both live in Edinburgh now. Heard a traditional song called Farewell to Stromness. The album is titled Story Map. Before Eamon and Chris, we heard One for the Foxes, a new transatlantic trio featuring Dublin's Tag Maher, and along with Galway's Dave Curley, and they're joined in by Johanna Hyde from the U.S. state of Colorado. We heard their arrangement of a traditional song called Pretty Fair Maid in the Garden, track that comes from their new debut recording, Take a Look Around. Started off that set with Nora Rendell and the Pinery Boy. Comes from a solo album that Nora released in 2015. It's called Spinning Yarns. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and at community radio station 101.5 UMFM. Let's take one more break, and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show, so don't run away. You're invited to tune in again next Sunday right here on 101.5 at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, first we have the baritone voice of the late great Stan Rogers, and we're going to hear his arrangement of a song written by Scotland's Archie Fisher called Dark-Eyed Molly. Then we'll follow that up with the banjo playing of Seamus Egan, one of the founding members of the popular Irish-American supergroup Solace. We're going to hear a track from his new solo album, Early Bright, and a tune he wrote called Sixth Then Five. So, good night, take care, have a great week. Until we catch you next time here on 101.5, here's Stan Rogers and Seamus Egan. Bye for now.
Deep and dark are my true love's eyes. Blacker still is the winter's turning. As the sadness of parting proves, and brighter now is the lantern burning that lightens my path to swirl of her long brown hair, her smiling face, and her dark eyes glancing. As we stepped out, blink Bonnie hear not her last sweet sighs, then who's to know in the morning after that I long for?